I represent one of the people who were arrested on April 7th. And I represent that person as part of a group of people who are fighting to resist the onslaught of the Oakland Police Department and the plans of Jerry Brown, to resist the attempt by the federal government in working with the local police department and our mayor, Jerry Brown, to shut down the Voices for Peace here. The Voices for Peace here are dealing not only with the issues around Iraq and the invasion of Iraq, the attempt to develop empire by the Bush administration, by the folks in Washington. But that war is part of other regime changes, other empire movements, other attempts to build movements by the United States to suppress the free will of people in other parts of the world. They're trying it in Venezuela. President Chavez says it will not happen. We will give support to President Chavez. We have to be aware of what's happening in Venezuela, the attempts to destabilize Venezuela. I've been part of, for a long time, the Haiti Action Committee. And in the Haiti Action Committee, we have been supporting the fight for democracy in Haiti. That fight for democracy and support for democracy has been support for Aristide. A lot of people in the movement, a lot of people internationally, have been told lies and have bought into the lies about Aristide. Aristide was a man of the people. Aristide was a man of the poor people. The poorest of the poor in the poorest country in the hemisphere. Aristide is loved by the people from the slums of Haiti, from the slums in the communities around Port-au-Prince, from the peasant people in the hills in the country, in the rural areas of Haiti. We are calling for, in the Haiti Action Committee, the restoration of Aristide to his position of the presidency, to oppose the kidnapping of Aristide and the exile of Aristide by the United States government. At this time, U.S. Marines are playing a role in killing people in Haiti, people who are supporters of the Lavalas movement. I want people here to be aware of that. I want people to think about that. As we carry out this struggle around the Oakland Seven for freedom of speech here in Oakland to protect our own homes and our own communities, that protection requires us to be vigilant about what's happening in the rest of the world. Let's remember what's happening with Haiti. And let's talk about that. I also represent two people who were brutalized by the Oakland Police Department in the demonstration just prior to April 7th. I was one of the co-chairs of the April 5th demonstration here in Oakland, which was the largest demonstration we'd been able to have. Prior to that, there were demonstrations of largely people of color here in Oakland. As they marched down Broadway down to Jack London, they were attacked by Oakland police officers. Two people, a reporter from the Bayview Hunters Point newspaper, Rashida Ashley, was attacked by the Oakland police. She was run over by a motorcycle cop up Broadway, and as she got to Jack London and decided to come back, and as she was reporting, she was attacked, taken to the ground by police officers, and had injuries to her jaw, her teeth. Another reporter from the Bayview newspaper was there with her, and as he attempted to find out what was going on, he was also taken down and beaten on the ground. J.R. Valerie, a reporter. So let's remember, and we are litigating those cases, J.R. Valerie and Rashida Ashley are also victims and need to be supported by you, supported by all of us in our fight for free speech, our fight to demonstrate, our fight against racism in this city. Thank you.